Yeah,
that's good.
It seems to be running okay. We'll just let it go for a second. See, I if my computer wasn't such a piece of shit, I would be like, oh, like from now on when we start episodes, we should just be like, boom, we're recording now. And then all this little banter is just like inherently part of the episode. But then I'm like, well, if it starts fucking up, then that's sort of ruined, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not. Maybe. Dude,
I'm like, maybe it's not. Yeah. It's like completely freeze.
I like that. Instead of it like cutting out, it's like stuck on a note. Maybe it's not.
No, I think we're fine.
Bart, I've asked you not to whistle that annoying tune.
I say we just go.
Let's go for it.
Is this whole bit about the intro funny or no?
I like it.
You enjoy it? So, like, if I kept making, like, a big deal out of it and acting like it was some, you know, crisis of self that I'm having, that would be funny?
Yeah, I mean, we're all here to just help walk you through this crisis of self that you're having.
You know, it's like this whole, it's this desire I have to like not overthink it and just be like, yo, you know, the show is what it is. Like, this isn't like a record that people are going to listen to, you know, once a week for the rest of their lives. It's a thing they listen to once. Like, why are you overthinking it? Like, that's what I want it to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's just a part of me that's like, no, I have to like overanalyze and, you know, think about whether or not I should even do an intro.
You know what you're doing right now? You are overthinking, underthinking.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty meta.
I want to not care so bad, Brandon. How do you not care?
You have to ask Nelson that, I think. Which Simpsons character do you think, like, cares the least?
I'm going to say Otto because...
Oh, Otto's a good answer.
Literally no one, like nothing phases him. I mean, his wife leaves him for his best friend. He sleeps on the couch. Yeah. You know.
He allegedly dies during the DOS Bus episode.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite Otto quotes. At least I'll leave a beautiful corpse.
And look at me now, man. I'm driving the school bus.
Zeppelin rules. And then it goes under the water. Yeah, I guess you're right. Otto probably cares the least.
He cares the least. He cares the least. Okay, I'm going to do an intro now.
All right.
Yo, everyone, and welcome back once again to Simpsons is Greater Than. As always, I'm your host, Warren, better known to some of you as Bart of Darkness, and I am joined, as always, by my man, Brandon. Say hello, Brandon.
Hello, everyone. It was real extra on that hello. A little Disco Stewie on that.
Hello. I like that. That's
hello.
Good. And as you all know, too, this is, you know, a Simpsons podcast where we will find any way imaginable to tie everything to The Simpsons, or we'll just talk about The Simpsons, or we'll do something like we're doing today, which is we're going to do some trivia. I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag right away. We're going to open some old Simpsons trivia game sets, and we're going to ask each other questions, and we're going to see who the crowned champion of this podcast is. Any predictions, Brandon?
It's going to be me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Man, you gotta stick to that confidence. Man,
yeah, I know. You had
me going there for a second.
I'm working on it. Anytime I lose my confidence, I start to feel like teenage guy at the drive-thru. It's gonna be me.
One thing that I noticed, so I like go back and like do quick edits on these episodes, especially now. I'm trying to like edit less. It's something we've talked about on the show, but One thing I noticed about Brandon that is just adorable is he always gets quotes like 80% correct.
Yeah, totally. That's absolutely me.
And I'm sure
you should
that
hear
like,
me sing a song. Karaoke.
I'm sure some people know they'll listen back and they're like, wait, Krusty didn't have a Fabergé egg habit. That was Bleeding Gums Murphy. Brandon, okay. he just conflates them very slightly to like,
yeah.
They get a little swirled up and it's I love it.
And that's why you're gonna win trivia.
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope so. Do we, we're recording this right now, so we probably should have figured this out before, but are we going to like keep track of who gets the most correct?
Maybe. Yeah.
You got like a pen and pad over there, Brandon? You want to like keep up with that?
I got a little whiteboard right here. We'll use that.
Yeah. Let's do that. That's nice and natural. Because otherwise, I mean, I don't know of a better way. So yeah, we got it.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. So just to like formally, what we're going to do today, we're going to open up these sets. Like I said, we're just going to grab a stack of cards and, we're going to ask each other some trivia questions. I don't really know how many. We'll see how it goes. If memory serves me, the print on these cards are very small. So I'm glad I'm wearing glasses. Brandon, I don't know if you need to grab a set, but we're going to, it's like, this is some small text on these cards, if I remember correctly, but we'll see. I don't know who they thought was reading this. Grandma's not reading that. Okay.
Those kids with those sharp vision.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to put you on the spot for a second.
Yeah.
So as everyone knows, Warren has an amazing Simpsons collection.
Oh, come on.
And it's incredible. But what is really incredible that maybe a lot of people don't know because you can't take a picture of it is that Warren has an amazing knowledge about his collection. Mm. My favorite thing is walking around in that Simpsons room with Warren and then I'll just point at something, just anything. And there's a lot to point at. And then Warren will be like, oh, well, actually, and he'll know the really amazing story behind it. So tell everyone about this, this 10 trivia set.
Okay. Well, what I know off the cuff
first trivia question.
Well, yeah. What I know about this set is that, I believe, and you can check me on this right now. I think it came out in either 2001 or 2003.
Okay, cool.
So if you look at the box, you can tell me if I'm correct about that. I think it's one or the other. So they did like a series of these and, they were
2001.
2001. There you go. The thought behind them was that they would also display. So these actually like stand up. So not only are you getting like a game out of it, but they come in like a tin,
yeah.
And they have a flat bottom on them. So you can also like when you put them on the shelf, you're not just looking at like the side. Like it's not like a normal board game or a normal game where you just like sort of put them like books on a shelf. These are like actually like displayable, sort of 3D like embossed, tins, and they look really nice. And so what's funny about them is that I've never actually played them with people. So I don't even truly know the rules. I know it comes with a die and it comes with like a character map. And I know there's an element to these where you have to know facts about the characters. That's like a whole other thing that we could dig into in another episode. But yeah, they did like a whole series where it's like there's Homer, there's Bart, and then there's a few that are the family. They didn't go all the way. They didn't do like a Marge-shaped tin. Mm. They didn't do a Lisa-shaped tin, which is, come on, that's bullshit, everyone. We know that. And they didn't do a Maggie. So, but they look really awesome on a shelf, and at least they did a few versions of the family. This was like a time where board games were booming among Simpsons properties. So there's like a ton from that era. And I mean, it's like the perfect show to do trivia about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm sure it was a no-brainer for them.
The dice is really cool because it instead of having numbers on it, each side has a different character. We got Apu,
yeah.
Chief Wiggum, Mo, Mr. Burns, Krusty, and then Bart. What a weird.
That might actually be there might be some element to that where that's like part of the game where you roll a die and you have to like guess about characters, maybe.
Interesting.
It's so strange. Like, this is something I often talk about, but like when you collect anything, but especially a property like The Simpsons, you don't get to dig in on a granular level to some of the more like odd ins and outs, a lot of the board games I've never played because you got to have like the right people to play that. So like I've played every video game, but I haven't read every comic. You know what I mean? Like, there's like so many little things that you just couldn't possibly make the time to do. The only board game that I've played is like, you know, The Simpsons Monopoly.
Oh yeah, I've played that.
Or like chess. And, like I've played like chess. Games that are versions of other games, you know, but none of the ones that are specific to the show.
The chess set's really cool. All the pieces are really like,
oh yeah, so good. You know, and they have a ton of games. Like there's the Mystery of Life game. There's like The Simpsons. It's literally just The Simpsons game, like board game. There's a lot of cool board games that I've just never really, that's like a YouTube series waiting to happen. I need to get a nice camera.
Yeah. I'll play some board games with you. Isn't there one?
Yeah, man.
The, it's kind of like Mousetrap, but it's with the nuclear power plant.
There's, I think you're correct, and I cannot think of what that game is called. That just goes to show you. No, I actually don't think you are. I don't know if it's actually like Mousetrap, but I do think there's like a game that's similar to that. That would be a whole exercise in itself that I didn't even consider when we decided to do this, would be just sort of like breaking down like how you play these games, because some of them have been out since, you know, 90, 91. They were getting on the board game train really early, and that carried over, I mean, into current day. They did like a Battle of the Sexes version of The Simpsons, which was cool. You know, within the last 10 years. So they sort of stayed on that.
Yeah. I really like, you know, there's one side of it where you basically take a game that already exists and just paint it with your IP, you know, like Simpsons Monopoly is a good example. But I really like it when they make like an original game. Excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah. Get that out, Brandon.
I like it when they make an original game. It's fun, even though there is that thing I think everyone's familiar with when you play like a new game for the first time, 90% of you playing it is just trying to like internalize the rules. I feel like when somebody's reading board game rules to me, I just shut down. I feel like a kid at school or something.
Well, it's really hard, especially like now games are so technical, right? Like, I don't know if anyone listening's ever played Scythe. Or, you know, I recently got into a game called, like, the name is so hard to remember, but it's about Jack the Ripper. It's like Murder at Whitechapel or something like that. It's like something at Whitechapel. And it took, you know, me and a group of friends playing that game like 3 or 4 times to like actually feel like we were playing it correctly. And even then we realized like, oh, there's some things we're doing wrong. Like we're making it too easy for the cops. We're making it, you know, too hard for Jack. You know, not that you should feel bad for a serial killer, but when you're playing the game, you're like, damn, make it
pretty hard for Jack.
But yeah, the games are really, really hard. So it takes like several, you know, anytime the book for any game is like, you know, 15 or 20 pages, I'm overwhelmed from the start, you know?
Yeah.
So games are hard.
Yeah. We have a game that some friends got us, you know, Lindsay and I are big birders. No surprise. And somebody got us this game. It's called Wingspan, and it's like a game for birders. Whoa. Where you like try to like you're trying to attract birds to this habitat or something like that. But we sat down to play it once, and I like looked at the rules, and I was like, oh geez, like I need a PhD in ornithology to play this game. You know,
I mean it's really difficult, and also you know I think everyone. It gets better at any game by playing it. And so sometimes just trying to like read how to play it, you're just eager to get started because you feel like you'll learn better that way. And with some games, that's not necessarily the case as I learned with this Whitechapel game. I should also say like, you know, before we get too far into this, like one of the reasons we're doing this as an episode is when Brandon and I first started talking about getting back to the podcast and getting back in a rhythm, this was something we sort of pitched. Or I guess Brandon sort of pitched, I should give him credit for this, as like, hey, you know, if we don't have a guest 1 week or we're sort of, you know, we can't figure out how to make an episode, but we still want to hop on and make an episode. This is the sort of thing we could do. We could do like a trivia episode. We could, you know, just sort of dive into some of these, you know, little like game type episodes. And I think that's like a cool thing. So, you know, again, I'll remind everyone, we're going to keep doing deep dives. We're going to keep doing interviews. But in periods of time where we're a little busy, we still want to make some content because we enjoy making this podcast. Now that we have Brandon as part of the crew, I just think there's more room for stuff like this. So, we're trying to keep the people happy. So we're going to try to put out episodes even when we have less to talk about. And if you hate that, email us and let us know. Simpsonsisgreat@gmail.com.
Only if you hate it, email us. If you love it, we don't want to hear it. If you really enjoy it, we don't want to hear it.
Yeah, don't tell me if you enjoy it. Just if you hate it. I really thrive
on negativity.
If I get no emails and no messages, I'll just assume you're all very happy with this new experimental phase of the podcast. Doing everything right. But yeah, so and I will also remind you all that there is a big announcement coming soon. I've teased that in several episodes, but because that is getting closer and closer, you know, we're really getting down to the nitty gritty of that project, and an announcement will be coming. So I have still been busy, but I still want to make these episodes. So we're doing trivia.
And I will say once more, if you want to know what Warren's big announcement is, I'm willing to leak it for the right price. Just email me whatiswarrensannouncement@gmail.com.
What I love is that this is like a bit Brandon's doing, but it would be so funny if I ended up getting sent screenshots where it's like, man, Brandon was not fucking around. He told me.
And it was only for like $2.
Yeah. He told me to buy him a coffee and he would just tell me. It's like a crazy thing. So what do you say, Brandon? Do you want to get into this? Do you want to just pop these open and see what we got?
Let's do it.
Do we want to decide on an amount, or do we want to just, because if we're going to keep score, I think we gotta decide on an amount. I think each card has several questions. I'll let you open yours first. Yeah. You remind me if I'm correct.
Yeah, let's see. Mine. I don't think anybody's ever played mine before. I bought it at a flea market. But it has has a little book for keeping score on it, and it has never been used. I'm going to keep it never used because I don't know why. Let's see here. Well, there's character cards.
Write your grocery list on that.
Yeah, that's right. There's character cards, which are kind of interesting. Like, I got a Ralph Wiggum card here. I think that's not necessarily straightforward trivia. Oh, each one has 5 questions. Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, if I remember, because I have popped one of these open before. It's just been a while. I think there's like, you know, probably 20 or 25 character cards, and I think the rest are all questions.
Yeah. It's interesting. All of my trivia questions are about Bart.
Oh, maybe. Interesting. Maybe the one that's Bart's head is all focused on Bart and his like adjacent characters.
I think it is. Yeah, because every card actually at the top says, ask me about Bart.
And I completely forgot about that.
Are Bart related? Which one are you opening? Are you opening?
I'm Bart doing a family or? One, so we'll switch it up. You can ask me about Bart. I'll ask you about the family.
And get your Bart Simpson trivia ready.
Yeah, that's interesting, and obviously everyone listening, play along at home. Maybe I'll do like some fun buzzer and bell noises when I edit this.
There you go.
Oh wait, for the correct and wrong answers.
I got a little bell right here. Let's see if it works.
Oh yeah,
it's a.
That's pretty nice.
It also
nice.
Will calm you. You feel calm.
That's pretty nice. What if you were like? Well, do you have a buzzer, Brandon? I mean, if you're gonna have the bell, you gotta have a.
I do need a buzzer. No, I don't think I. We could get. Yeah, I don't think so.
I will add them in post. Don't you worry.
All right, good.
Don't even worry. You're doing enough work. You're keeping score over there.
Maybe my job on the podcast is to be like sound effects guy in the corner. You know,
it's true. It's true. If you remember the Christmas episode, everybody, Brandon was like shaking he had the sleigh bells.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So mine has the whole family on it. You got listening, Homer has Maggie on his shoulders. You got Marge and Lisa. Lisa has a huge ice cream cone with
6
scoops of ice cream.
No, there's 6. There's 6 scoops. 1, 2, 3.
No,
4,
there's 7.
5,
bro.
6. There's 7. Jeez, there.
Look
I go
at that. There you go again with a cherry on top. And then Bart is. I'm going to assume Bart is very angry because he doesn't have this ice cream.
That's
cone.
A weird very Bart mad. Pose. He looks either. Yeah, he looks like he just like. Ah! He looks like he's holding.
Yeah, it looks
out.
Like they added Bart after the fact for sure. This is good for the podcast too. I'll just clank some metal around, you know, just like smack it together. So let's good. Turn away from the mic when I talk. Maybe we just do, man, you could do a whole podcast series with this amount of questions.
Yeah, you really like could.
That's crazy. I mean, what, do we do 20 each? That seems like a good number, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so again, you know, all joking aside, if you guys enjoy this, you think it's fun, maybe we like make this type of episode, like, it'll be a little more organized, you know, once we get into the format, but
or less organized if that's everyone's thing, maybe less organized.
Yeah, if you like that too, that's cool. But I think it would be fun to, like, you know, and maybe we bring some listeners in on this, you know, like maybe we find a way to bring in some listeners, and that could be like a, you know, bi-monthly thing. We do a trivia episode. That'd be like a, I think that'd be really fun.
If you want to play at home today, you can just yell back at the void.
Yeah.
What the answer is. I promise we can hear you.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I was going to say up top is I'm probably before the next time we record, you know, fun fact, Brandon and I are actually going to hang out. He's going to be in Florida.
Yeah.
So I don't know what our recording situation will be like in September. We'll see what we can do. But we also, like, before we record again, I'm going to set up a speak pipe. This is something I've heard a lot about. It's like, essentially, you can leave voicemails to the show.
Fun.
And if this sort of thing goes over well and you guys like, you know, expanding into this sort of territory, you know, maybe we'll listen to voicemails up top. And maybe you can respond to questions that way instead of having to send us emails or whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So I guess we'll just take turns with these.
Sounds good.
You got your dry erase board ready to go?
It's ready.
Okay. Do you have like the game show music ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brandon, I'm going to start us off.
Let's do it.
Question number one. True or false? In Doin' in the Wind, Homer loses hippies Seth and Munchie's hacky sack in the pond.
False.
Brandon, it is true.
Is it true that it's false?
No.
All right, I get no points on that one.
Yeah, so Doin' in the Wind. That's a funny episode. It's I didn't know how deep these were going to go into like the non classic seasons, because 2001, you know, it was still, I would assume they would keep it more in the early time frame. So we'll see as we go.
Yeah.
How much they bounce around from that era.
Also a true or false. True or false, Homer builds a bed that looks like a robot and it frightens Bart.
False. It's a clown.
It is a clown, yeah.
Come on. I hope this isn't too easy, because then I'm just, you know, looking like an asshole. Okay, one for me. Number two. Maybe I shouldn't number them, because eventually I'm going to forget what number we're on. In The Call of the Simpsons, the salesman tells Homer he couldn't afford the ultimate behemoth RV, even if he lived to be how old? 150, 200, or a million?
A million.
Ding, 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 Brandon. That is correct. And what's funny about that is I just had the little TV on, as I do before we started, and that's literally the episode that was playing.
Really? That's wild.
I just watched that scene, but I mean, I would have, that's like one of my favorite interactions.
Yeah.
is the whole, he's like, is that a good siren? He's like, sir, you ever known a siren to be good? He's like, that's the machine telling me that even if I was blind, I can't let you have this vehicle. So good.
Have you ever known a siren good to be good? All right. Number two, when Bart goes to stay with the Flanders while Marge is having her baby, what game does he play with Rod and Todd? Fleece My Flock, Good Samaritan, or Chutes and Crosses?
Oh my God. Give me the choices one more time. I would have answered that incorrectly. I thought I knew the answer and it was none of those.
Fleece My Flock, Good Samaritan, or Chutes and Crosses?
I believe it is Good Samaritan.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Oh, wait, sorry. I meant to.
There you go.
Man, that's rings forever.
Yeah. I'll add them in post, Brandon. Don't worry about the bell. That thing would just have a hum through the whole episode. That's a nice bell. It's a really nice bell.
Yeah, it's quite a bell.
Okay. Number three. In which room does Maggie hit Homer over the head with a mallet? The conservatory, the library, or the basement?
Conservatory.
Brandon, it is the basement.
So wild guess. I'm not even sure what that was in reference to.
It's when she, I could be conflating this with a different episode also, but I'm pretty sure it's like when they do the Hitchcock is when they're doing the Hitchcock thing.
Oh, interesting.
When she like hits him over the head and it like does the whole like the stuff going down the drain.
Oh, yeah.
When they do the Hitchcock parody, yeah.
Man, my brain did.
We're going to learn a lot, and there's going to be some people that are like, "Come on, guys! Like, we're going to get some wrong." No, that seem
ever going to listen to us again. We're going to lose all of our credibility today.
Well, no, you're just going to get fired because I'm going to get them. I'm getting them right.
Yeah, that's right. Number three, Dr. Hibbert says newborn Lisa has the reflexes of a young who? Quickdraw McGraw, Mary Lou Retton, or Sandy Duncan?
I believe the answer is Mary Lou Retton, Alex.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who is Mary Lou Retton?
You were supposed to answer in the form of a question.
Yeah, especially if I'm going to call you Alex. Wow, I just really destroyed that. Okay. Number four. Come on, Brandon.
Going to do it.
In The Last Temptation of Homer, when Homer steps out of the elevator, he falls from where?
There's no, well, I know where he falls from.
There's no options. I mean, you just have to give me like the, you know, the broad stroke of this because you know what happens.
Yeah. He falls from the, I guess the exhaust stack from the nuclear power plant. What would you call that?
The cooling tower. You're correct. So that is correct, Brandon. Yeah. That's odd to not have I mean, I guess if it was too specific, people would know the answer, but yeah, cooling tower.
Yeah.
He just slides down the cooling tower.
I think about that every time I see a power plant because it's curved like a slide. And I always think, man, that'd be kind of fun.
So good. See you later.
Yeah. I also love, like, why was there an elevator at the cooling tower of the.
Yeah, why would he be.
Where were they going?
Hope somebody got fired for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Number five. Bart tries to send away his newborn baby sister Lisa in what way?
No options. He tries to put her in the mail.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
The answer is
in my mind, I was like, there's a few things, but.
He puts stamps all over her and drops her in a mailbox.
There you go.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Better give you all a point on that one. I forgot to give myself a point of the last time. So.
Yeah, give yourself a point, Brandon. Come on now. Number five. When Burns gives Homer money for a bowling team, Burns is high on what?
Ethanol.
Close enough. Ether. Are those the same thing?
I think they are. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Correct, Brandon. Nice job.
That's, again, my brain being like, and then I just make up the rest of it.
You know, and one thing I am noticing.
Give myself a half point on that one.
No, give yourself a full point. One thing I'm noticing is that since we've never actually played this game, because, you know, by the time I owned this game, you could play like Quiz Up and stuff on your phone. There was other ways to do Simpsons trivia. But what I'm noticing, and I would have to check the rule book, but I believe it's probably a situation where they get harder as they go on each card. So maybe like you land on a number and that's the one you get asked.
Oh yeah.
Because some are harder than others, or maybe not, but that's just how it seems. It seems like they get a little, cause you have options up top and towards the bottom, you do not.
Yeah. The first one on all of them. Oh, not on all of them, but. True or false, and then you get options, and then the last two just don't have options.
Yeah, which I like. I like how we're rolling through.
Number five for you, which is number four in the card. Nice. What is the first thing Bart ever said to Lisa?
The first thing Bart ever said to Lisa. I feel like a fraud for not knowing that. Give me a second here. This is wow. I can't come up with it. Brandon, what is it?
I hate you.
Oh, that's right. I was trying. I just thought that was too simple. Oh my God. I'm not gonna make excuses. I got it wrong. Yeah,
you got it wrong.
So no point for me.
So that's the end of round one.
Okay.
Score, Warren has four, Brandon has three.
Okay, there you go. I thought you had two. So
I had three.
No, that's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so round two, question one. True or false? In Mountain of Madness, Homer and Mr. Burns put their clothes on snowmen.
True.
Correct, Brandon. Very nice.
I love that moment because it's like, I think we should dress them. I agree.
I think we should dress the snowman.
I agree.
All right. In an episode full of fun sounds, I'm also going to crack open a Dr. Pepper, and I'm going to give a little shout out to Botter, because when we used to do a little sideshow on here called Pod Boys, I would always crack open a Dr. Pepper. So shout out to Botter. Go listen to Short Box if you are not. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Man, I want a also, Dr. Pepper now.
I watched a thing once about the most satisfying sounds in the world, and that one.
Really? I can see that.
It's a fantastic sound.
It is.
It just immediately is like calming and soothing. It's so nice.
Yeah. It's the sound of refreshment.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe, you know, since I'm drinking a Dr. Pepper, maybe I'll just burp in the episode. That'll be nice and natural also.
If you could get like a Barney-sized burp, that'd be great.
Mid-answer, I'll just be, you know, losing. All right, Brandon, what's next?
Okay, so this is pretty great because, this is at random. In Bart of Darkness.
Whoa.
Yeah. In Bart of Darkness, who calls Bart Barty Boy? Is it Nelson, Billy Barty, or Bart's Brain?
You know, if I get this wrong,
you're going to have to delete your Instagram account.
There's a lot on the line.
Yeah, there is. Everything. Everything's on the line. Your whole life.
It's his brain.
Ding, 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 ding. Nice.
You know, it's funny, and this is like why trivia is so fun in general, in life, because even though I knew the answer, I was second guessing it so hard. Yeah. I was like, the moment you said that, I go, it's his brain, but like, what if it's not?
I don't know what that like that,
but it was
that thing is in our brain where it's like the pressure's on. So then the brain's like, grrr, and just completely just stops.
Sometimes it's gone.
It's just gone.
Okay. Round two. Question two. In King Size Homer, what does Smithers call Homer? A lab specimen, a chair moistener, or a sock puppet?
Chair moistener.
Correct. He's scared of sock puppets. We all know that. Okay.
All right. Number two. While camping, Homer warns Bart that animals can smell what? Nachos, fear, or naked people?
Fear.
Yeah. Nice.
Those options are terrible.
Options are terrible.
Whoever wrote that card. Like, don't be afraid, son. Animals can smell fear.
Can smell naked people.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, they can definitely smell nachos also. Yeah. Number three, in The Front, what does Homer get repeatedly stuck in his head? A 30-pound Tom Turkey, a toilet plunger, or the duct tape ball of death?
Toilet plunger.
Correct, Brandon. Nice job.
Let's see. Number three. As Bart is seen on the monitors sneaking around the grounds of Mr. Burns' mansion, one of the security guards is seen reading what book? One, Big Buns of Steel. Two, Les Miserables. Or three, Earthquake Weather.
I believe it's Les Miserables.
That is true.
Let's go.
Nice.
That's a tough one.
That could
easily be any of those. That's like
a very tough one.
Number four, round two, number four, for those keeping score. What does Herman wear on his right breast of his military jacket?
Oh, no options. Geez.
Not to help you here, because that's not the game we're playing, but it's pretty simple. Like, it's not like a complicated answer.
Yeah.
It's almost like deceptively simple.
I mean, is it just like some sort of military badge?
I'm going to give you that because it's a medal.
A medal. He wears a medal.
Yeah, I think you take that.
That was when my brain was way overthinking it.
I know. If anyone thinks that I'm being too nice or too soft on Brandon, write in.
Again, only negative things, please. All right. Number four, in Treehouse of Horror 9, what does Bart use to hold the blood he paints on the chalkboard in the opening sequence?
Oh my God. Which treehouse is it again?
9.
I truly, this is a guess. I don't want anyone to think that I'm a genius if I get this correct. A skull?
That's what I would have guessed as well. The answer is a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh my God. That, again, I'm not going to make excuses here, but I was like, it's either a skull or a jack-o'-lantern. It's one or the other, you know.
Yep.
Damn. All right. Round 2, question 5. In 3 Men in a Comic Book, how much does it cost to get into the comic convention if you're dressed as a superhero?
Man, that is obscure. Free.
It is $5, Brandon.
All right.
That's a tough one to remember. That's like a little, you know, it's a classic, but that's a very small detail. That's why I like questions 4 and 5 on these cards are tough, guys.
Yeah, they really are.
You gotta really think about it. All right, what's the score after 2 rounds?
All right. Brandon? Wait, you have one more question.
Oh, I got one more.
One more question. Number 5, fill in Bart's chalkboard blank. I will not blank others.
I will not blank others.
Yep.
Oh, just one of the 700 chalkboard gags?
Yeah, just pick one.
I will not... shame others? I don't know.
Spank.
Come on.
They kind of give you a hint in there by being like chalkboard blank spank.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So at the end of round 2, it is tied 7-7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew this would be so competitive, everybody?
Get back in that one.
What is your score at home? Let's give everybody a moment to shout at their.
Whoa, somebody's got 10. I heard somebody say 10.
Whoa, okay.
That's wild.
A couple eights in there. Nice.
All right, round 3.
I hope there's at least 5 people that are like, whoa, they can hear us.
Yeah, whoa. And there's an auto out there.
Amazing. Okay, round 3. Man, this is tight. Okay, round 3, question 1. Brandon, true or false? In Marge on the Lam, Homer imagines a bear to be the star of the ballet.
True. 100% true.
That's the ballet? Yeah. I love what he tells Lenny. Lenny's like, oh, you're going to see the bear in the little car. I love it. God, that's what so a good. Perfect joke. Oh, my that's God.
So good.
So good.
All right, number 1, true or false? When Bart and Milhouse are spitting off the overpass, Milhouse tries not to think of the people in the cars because it makes it harder to spit. True or false?
True.
It is absolutely true. Yep. That's 22 short films about Springfield, right?
That's a good one. Yeah, I was trying, well, I had to think for like a second because it would be very Milhouse to have like another reason.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like, absolutely. Like he's a little thoughtful. So that checks out, but it would make sense if he was like, oh, if you just, you know, I could see it being something else.
Yeah.
But there you go. Round 3, question 2. True or false, Brandon, in The Last Temptation of Homer, Homer punches a bellboy in the eye.
True.
It is true, Brandon.
I guessed that one. Well, it was weird. My brain was like, as soon as you said it, I could see it in my head, and I didn't know if it was like you incepted a false memory into me. Or...
Man, I love true and false questions.
Yeah, they're good.
You always got a 50-50 shot.
They're good.
You know?
Number 2, fill in Bart's chalkboard blank once more.
Damn.
I will not fake blank. I will not fake blank. You have some choices on this one.
Okay.
Enthusiasm. A Spanish accent or seizures?
I'm going to say seizures.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let's go. That just makes more sense.
Yeah. It does. It's pretty dark, but also
I don't think Bart would get in trouble for imitating a Spanish accent in 2001.
So yeah, I don't think that he would have gotten in trouble for faking enthusiasm either. Like,
no.
The teacher would be like, it's better than nothing.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Right.
Number
round
three.
Question three. In Lisa's date with Density, Professor Frink is seen doing what with a machine? Measuring the moon, playing chess, or flying over Springfield?
Playing chess.
Correct. And I was going to say that one's tough because there it's a different episode, but there is an episode where he is riding on like a rocket, like a rocket motorcycle thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's part
yeah.
if he wants to ride. Like
the hover bike.
So, you know, that would, there's, that could easily throw you off. So.
Wait, which episode is it with the hover bike?
I believe it's the same one. It's the same one where Bart writes his name in the concrete.
Yeah. Cause which he shows up once and then later in the episode, he shows up again with the floating bike.
Oh, let's let everybody yell in. You guys know the answer.
Oh, wow.
That's what it is.
Totally.
Jesus.
Man.
Sometimes we, you know, it slips our minds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't be an expert all the time.
I can't be listening to all of y'all while also having my own thoughts. It's just really hard.
It's true. All right. Sometimes, you know, you overthink something, you know, and you get it wrong. So there you go.
Round three, question three, right?
Yeah.
After breakfast, when is the next time Bart needs a sugar fix? Is it 11 a.m., 10 a.m., or noon?
My brain tells me 11.
That is correct.
Nice. Let's go.
Yeah, nice.
Man, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but feeling good.
You're doing good.
Feeling good, I should say. Okay. Round three, question four. In Itchy and Scratchy Land, I mean, clearly Brandon's going to get this. We did a whole episode about it. In Itchy and Scratchy Land, what is the theme of the bumper cars on Parents Island?
I actually don't know this one.
If you once I tell you, you're going to be bummed out that you don't remember because it's very
funny.
I'm going to
be so bummed. The theme of the bumper cars on Parents Island.
Again, I'm not trying to help you with the answer, but think about, because, I mean, some of these, you almost need, like, you know. So this is where Marge is kind of reading over the things that they have there.
Oh,
this is, like, before they even go.
I see. I was thinking, like, theme music. Like, what was the music?
No.
I gotcha. I still don't know. That doesn't help. What is it?
Recipe themed. Remember Marge goes, oh, recipe-related bumper cars.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would not have gotten that one.
Yeah. You know, I threw you an extra bone there, but it's hard. I'm not sure I would have been able to conjure that up had I not seen
it. And you're right. We did a deep dive on that episode. And typically what I like to do on those deep dives is find those, like, weird little side jokes, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyone that hasn't heard those, you know, we like to point this out. If you're new to the podcast, we've done all kinds of fun stuff. We've interviewed Simpsons people. We've done deep dives on episodes. There's going to be more of that coming. Go check that stuff out.
Good
you
stuff.
Got 74 other episodes to listen to.
Number four.
Welcome to the show.
Round three, question four. While Lisa is recycling a beer can, Bart throws what in her hair?
I mean, I can only assume that this is 22 short films and it would be gum, but that's not,
that is correct.
That is it. Okay. All right. In my mind, I was not fully confident that Bart did that, but there we go.
He like throws it. It goes like over the fence and lands in her
hair. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Good. He's on his skateboard.
Round three, question five for Brando. In Treehouse of Horror 13, I believe. Oh. No, wait, that's 8. What is, I'm terrible with Roman numerals. You know the episode where Bart has to remember his Roman numerals because of the Rocky movies?
Oh, yes.
That's me. I would be toast, though.
What is it that he's
I've never been so bad at anything as Roman numerals.
He makes up a Rocky movie. In that he's like Rocky 9, Rocky, and he
It's so he's funny. I think he says Rocky Six, Adrian's Revenge or something.
Yeah, like it is something like that.
V
is five.
VIII would be eight.
Yep, that's eight.
Okay. Look, I got it.
You got it.
I said 13. X is 10. I know my Roman numerals. Yeah. We're fine. In Treehouse of Horror 8, what does the fox censor say when he's first stabbed in the back?
Oh, man.
Again, this was hard, but when I tell you the answer, it's so funny.
The thing I remember most about that joke is the little like rating thing in the top right hand corner and how it keeps like escalating.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What does he say?
I also don't know because he says a lot of things. So yeah. I don't know if this would be the thing that I remember, but he says, "What the fudge?" Because when it starts stabbing him, he's like, "Oh, what the fudge?" Ah! And he's like saying all this stuff. I love that joke, but the funniest part of that whole scene is when he laughs at a joke and then goes, "No," and like marks it out of the script. He cackles and he's like, "No."
The voice acting there
and
is
absolutely
so good.
No NBC style sex.
He like laughs and then tries to stop himself from laughing and then keeps laughing. It's so good.
Fantastic All right. joke. So one more and then round three is a wrap, right?
Yep. Round three, question five. Lisa is chased by bees when she has what three things in her hair?
Okay, I know the answer to this, Brandon. Okay.
It's a follow-up, yeah.
This is bubblegum, peanut butter, and mayonnaise.
That is correct.
Maybe put some love that episode too much. I know, so good. I mean, you know, you also use a hammer to get gum out of your hair, apparently, which is nice.
Yeah.
They freeze it and try to hit it with a hammer.
So, end of round three score, you have 12. Well, actually, I want you to tell me how many points you have because I've been writing it in Roman numerals. There you go.
So I have. Those aren't Roman numerals, Brandon. I have 12. Okay. Woo. All right. Doing it.
And I have 10. So nice. I'm doing better than I remember myself doing.
You're still in this, man. You're still in this.
I'm still in. 10 to 12. I can come back.
Woo.
All right, round four.
You know what's funny, too? I also can't do math, apparently, because I was like, oh, we'll do 20 of them, so I need 5 cards. I actually needed 4 cards.
You need 4 cards.
So my math and my Roman numerals, not so great. So, whew. All right.
Here we go.
So it's, I go first. What am I doing?
Yeah, round four.
Okay, Brandon. Round four, question one. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and call it. I say because we have more cards out, we do 25.
Yeah, we'll do 5.
I don't know if
cards.
You have more cards out.
I mean, I got a whole stack.
Yeah, because we're coming up on an hour. You know, we'll go to 25. That way there's less stakes on this one. So we got 2 more rounds to turn it around. That feels like a good number. Round four, question one. Round four, question one. True or false, in Homer's triple bypass, Ned is seen thanking God for the record series Pat Boone raps.
That sounds, it's so specific. It has to be true, but false? I'm going to say
false. It is false, Brandon. Nice. Nicely done. He gives thanks for sweating to the oldies.
Yeah, that's right.
So nicely done there. Nicely done.
All right. Round four, question one. In Stark Raving Dad, Bart is seen using a waste paper basket as what? A space helmet, a drum, or a robot head?
A drum.
That is correct. It is a drum.
Round four, question two. True or false, according to Lisa, the opposite of shameful joy is sour grapes.
True.
It is true, Brandon. Nicely done.
I really love the expression sour grapes. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's good.
Very good.
And if anybody sends us any hate mail, I'm just going to say they have sour grapes. Just
they
sour
do.
Grapes.
Yeah, to me, sour grapes sound good. I like sour things.
Oh, yeah. Sour Patch Kids? Are you into sour gummy things?
Love sour stuff.
I like them, too. I like more and more don't like the gunky tooth feeling that comes afterwards, but...
Yeah, I always, as a kid, I love Swedish Fish. I will say I've gotten less into them as I've gotten older because I feel like they just get stuck in your teeth. But what listeners of this show know is that one of my favorite things are Twizzlers.
Wow. As a kid, I thought Swedish fish were old people candy.
Wow. Well, Brandon, I didn't know you were so so hateful.
Yeah. You know what? I'm getting off here. I'm done. Just leave this game hanging. Okay. Round four, question two. Fill in Bart's chalkboard blank. Man, they love giving you these.
I know.
I do not have power of attorney over blank. And the options are first grader, the school nurse, or groundskeeper Willie.
Groundskeeper Willie?
It's
first graders. I knew it. That was my second thought. Well, you know what? I got it wrong.
You did. You really did.
I loved to get things wrong and be like, oh, that was my second guess. I'm that guy.
Should have gone with it.
I know. Okay. Round four, question three. In Moaning Lisa, what is Bart's nickname for himself when video boxing? Blue Shorts Ranger, El Barto Majestico, or Battling Bart Simpson?
I'm going to say El Barto Majestico, but I don't actually
know. It is Battling Bart Simpson. I would have gotten that incorrect as well. That's like not something that sticks out in my brain. So,
all right. When Bart gets hit by a car, the heavenly voice speaks to him in what other language besides English? Is it Pig Latin, Portuguese, or Spanish?
Two of those seem very feasible, and it's one of my favorite episodes, and I would think that that would be fresh on my brain. I'm going to say Spanish.
That is correct. Nice.
I also, in my mind, was like, it might be Pig Latin, too. I feel like there's, like, more than one, so maybe they do that as a bit. I couldn't remember.
There is another Pig Latin bit that really sticks in my head, but I can't place it right now.
Yeah, that's it. You know, again, when there's this many episodes of a show you like, sometimes you're only about 80% correct.
Judging, but we'll see what the score is at the end.
Okay, round four, question four. In Homer the Heretic, what kind of painting did Homer claim to have lost in the fire? Homer the Heretic.
Oh, no.
This is to the insurance adjuster, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. This insurance policy only covers actual things. Is it Renaissance? Renaissance,
yes.
Paintings? Yeah.
No. It's very specific. It's an artist.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it Michelangelo?
It is Picasso.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Sorry, Brandon. So if you gave yourself a point there, erase it.
I did not. I went to. You saw me go to. But I did not. Dang. Yeah. It's also, there's something about the silverware, too. Is it gold silverware?
He claims to have lost all kinds of stuff. He's like, I'm sorry, sir. This insurance policy only covers actual losses. And he's just, you know.
Yeah.
But because he also claims that he was buying pornography.
Yeah.
What a great one.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's in Mr. Plow. I'm not even Mr. talking Plow. About the right episode.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Man, I love Homer the Heretic, though. One of my favorite gags in that is when Ned Flanders goes to save him and he throws the mattress down and then throws Homer out. He bounces off the mattress and then back into the house.
It's also the episode where he says, everyone is stupid except me.
Yeah.
So. Classic.
All right. Number four, when Bart buys a warehouse, who works as his security guard?
Milhouse.
Yeah, definitely. Nice.
That's too fresh on the dome.
It's good.
All right, round four, question five, Brandon.
I'm ready.
In Separate Vocations, where is the computer that evaluates the career aptitude normalizing tests?
I don't have a clue.
Iowa.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
All right. Number five. What is the last name of the principal from Shelbyville? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. I can't remember.
Principal Valiant.
Valiant. That's right. I almost said Dondelinger, but that's like the guy. That's the dean at the college.
Yeah, yeah.
Or no. That's Homer's principal when he's in high school.
Who's the dean? Yeah, that dean. I just remember.
I can't remember his name, but Dondelinger is like the guy that finds Homer smoking in the bathroom. That's Dondelinger.
Yeah.
All right, where are we at after four rounds, Brandon?
You have 15, and I have 12.
Okay, you still.
I did not do well that last round.
I mean, it was a tough one. I mean, I arguably didn't do that well either. I missed two of them, I think. But we decided before that round we're gonna go to 25. So those playing at home, adjust your chart. We're gonna do one more card, and this will declare the winner. Let's give everyone a moment to shout their scores.
No perfect scores out there.
Whoa, wait. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No.
No. None. A couple close ones. A couple 19s. But all right. So we'll see where we are at the end.
Round five. The final round.
The final round. Oh, it's me.
Yeah, it's you. Question one.
Who would think going back and forth would be so difficult?
round, this is literally what a podcast is.
Round five, question one. True or false, Brandon, in Black Widower, Sideshow Bob plots to kill Selma right after Matlock.
True. Oh, no, it's not Matlock. False. It's not Matlock.
I'm going to give it to you, Brandon.
It's what MacGyver. It's MacGyver.
All right. Very nice. Honestly, Brandon, I think you might deserve an extra point for that.
I'm not going to take it.
Okay. It is in the answer. It does say what it is, but I didn't even ask you what it, you know what I mean? That's nice. You filled it out.
That's proof that I caught myself.
Yeah. Good job.
All right. Number one, another fill in Bart's chalkboard blank. I will not conduct my own blank. Witch hunts, orchestra, or fire drills?
I believe it is fire drills.
That is correct. Nice.
Not going to lie to anyone. I almost said witch hunts. Both were feasible to me.
The image of Bart conducting a witch hunt is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Question two.
I'm laughing because I literally forgot it was my turn to ask a question and we just talked about it. Okay. I'm just sipping my Dr. Pepper, just living life. All right.
Being refreshed.
You know, we're figuring this out. I'm going to say right now, I like this. So as long as no one says they hate it, we will find a way to fine tune this and make it something that we do. Maybe do it with a guest from time to time. There's no Simpsons podcast doing trivia that I know of.
It's true. Dear God,
Don't think if any of you steal this from me, I won't notice because
it's like when Homer's praying, "Dear God, if you want me to keep doing everything exactly as I'm doing it, please give me no sign at all."
Exactly. No, if you like this, let us know.
Yeah.
If you hate it, also let us know. All right, round five, question two. In One Fish, Two Fish, Blowfish, Bluefish, what is number 10 on Homer's list of things to do before dying? Go hang gliding, wear cashmere, or prank call Mo?
Hang gliding.
It is correct. That is correct, Brandon. Although I wish it was wear cashmere. That made me laugh because that'd be hilarious.
That would be.
Maybe that is on the list, but I don't think it is.
All right. Question two, true or false? When Marge is trying to get Maggie to talk, Bart tries to get her to say, shove it.
True.
Yep, that is true.
Shove it.
Shove it.
All right. Round five, question three. In Treehouse of Horror 3, I got that one, Burns says, if King Homer dies, he can do what with him? Make a Macy's Parade balloon out of him? Replace his brain with Babe Ruth's? Or sell monkey stew to the army?
Monkey stew to the army.
That is correct, Brandon. Not even a second's hesitation on that answer.
Love that episode.
Nicely done.
All right, round five, question three. Bart explains that Mr. Rogers says what all the time? Eat my shorts, Get Bent, or Who the Hell Are You?
See, this is tougher than it should be because the joke, like I can hear Bart saying, Mr. Rogers says it all the time.
It's like the punchline to the joke, and it's asking you the setup.
I'm going to go against my instinct here. I'm going to say that it's Get Bent.
Your instinct was incorrect, which means that you are correct.
Yes. Love that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Number four, round five, number four. I didn't almost forget that it was my turn. I don't know why you guys are even saying that. I didn't almost forget.
I saw the blank look in your eyes.
I'm just too focused on winning. Round five, question four. In Lady Bouvier's Lover, according to Homer's song, what's the rule if Abe wants to go? This question is worded so badly.
Some of them are pretty bad.
In Lady Bouvier's Lover, according to Homer's song, what's the rule if Abe wants to get a gal?
I don't have a clue.
So I'm gonna throw you a bit of a, because it's a weird question.
Yeah.
Right. It's just a piece of advice. Like what would he say? Like if you want to get a gal, you just gotta do this.
Oh man.
I know that might not help too much.
No, I'm drawing a blank on it. What is it?
You got to play it cool.
Got to play it cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough question.
That is a tough one.
Tough question.
All right. Number four, round five, question four. Bart, as a toddler, is seen staying up late after Marge has gone to sleep and watching what TV show?
Married with Children.
It is The Tonight Show.
It is The Tonight Show, damn it. See, I have a false memory on this. This is not an excuse, but I swore there was a scene where Bart, I mean, I know they watched Married with Children in the show. They were airing at the same time. But I thought, I conflate this joke. I like think this is Bart doing that because I did that as a kid. I literally would sneak up or stay up after my mom was asleep. And sit very close to the television and watch Married with Children. I mean, this is when I was too young to be watching it. I mean, they made a lot of sexual jokes on Married with Children. I was probably 4 years old, 5 years old, and I'm like watching Married with Children. And so I seem to remember there being something that happens in the show that like validated that and made me think, oh, I did that also.
Yeah.
And I think I just had a false memory.
There is the one where it's Homer's watching Married with Children.
Right.
And he flushes. Al flushes the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that.
I mean, it's Married with Children, very underrated show to anyone that hasn't watched it. I do own the entire series on DVD.
Dang. I used to watch it, you know, back with watching The Simpsons in the 90s on TV. And I haven't seen an episode in like 20 years. I don't actually know how it holds up.
It's good. The first season's a little shaky, but it's funny. I still think it's very funny. In fact, one of the most bizarre shirts I ever sold, I had it in my collection for a while. Someone that followed me really wanted it, and arguably they wanted it more than me. Part of me regrets selling it a little bit, but I also was like, you know, shirts are the one thing I'm not as afraid to let go of. But I had like it was a promo shirt for the first episode, the Christmas special, and it had Married with Children and The Simpsons like on the back, like sort of advertising it came on and stuff. Yeah.
That's rad, dude.
And I sold it for what I recall being kind of a lot of money.
Wow. So
the guy wanted it more than I wanted to keep it for that amount of money. So there you go.
There you go. Last all right. question.
Last question. Round five.
If I can question score five. 4 points with this last question, I will win. And you can't. You also have to. For anybody playing.
I mean, we could. I'm trying to think if there's a way to make this interesting. You know, I could. I don't know if there's any fellow mythical beasts that listen to this, but I watch Good Mythical Morning a lot on YouTube. And they often do a thing where it's like, for the last question, if one of them is losing by a lot, they will say, well, I'll make it interesting. If you get this question 100% right and I get the next one wrong, or they'll find some way.
Yeah.
Or the, you know,
we could do the,
and they'll say, well, I'll let you win if that happens.
We could do the Jeopardy thing where we like bet all of our points on whether or not we're going to get, like, I'll bet 15 points I'm going to get this one right, which could put me up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can do it that way. Or my other option was going to be, if you get this one completely correct, well, I just saw the answer and I'm confident you will get it correct.
oh, then I definitely bet all my points.
I shouldn't tell you that. We can bet. So what is the score right now?
You have 18 and I have 15.
Okay.
So I'm betting all my points.
You're going to bet all your points. So if you get it wrong, you get zero. If you got it right, you get 30.
Yep. That's right.
Okay.
Double or nothing.
Sure. Let's do it. Why not?
Why not? We have money on the line, right?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, just everyone remember that I got more of them correct. Okay, so question five, round five. In 2 dozen and 1 greyhounds, what are Mr. Burns' slippers made out of?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. I have to play the song in my head. Former Gophers. Oh, those are the loafers are former Gophers.
I'll give you one more shot.
Oh, no. Kittens.
No. Brandon, you're going to feel so bad.
No.
It's what are Mr. Burns' slippers made out of? Albino African rhino.
No.
I was like, Brandon's got that.
Oh,
I guess in context, it's my a little
loafers,
hard.
My loafers, former
Gophers.
It was that or skin my chauffeur.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like the line before he says that, but I.
Yeah, because he
like puts a weird emphasis on it. He's like albino African rhino. He like says it in an interesting way. All right. Well, I have nothing at stake, but give me the last question.
I threw my card. I was.
Oh, you know what? Technically, if I bet all of mine, I would also get zero if I get it wrong.
That's true. You want to bet all yours?
No. I will bet 3 of them.
Okay.
You just so want I can get really, an even 20. No, I'll really bet 2 of them. You said I had 18?
Yeah, you got 18.
I'll bet 2 of them so I can try to get an even. We did 25 total. I'll bet 7 of them so I can try to get an even 25.
Ah, all right. When Bart is a toddler, he is seen flushing what 2 items of Homer's down the toilet? You got this.
His keys in his wallet.
Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Reigning champion.
Because he says, buy keys. Man. Well, I didn't think this would be the result, but I beat Brandon 25-0. Now, I'm going to take some responsibility here, and I'm going to admit this because now I feel kind of bad. I was confident when I saw the answer, like, oh, Brandon's got that, because I know you love that episode.
I do.
And I shouldn't have said that because I probably lured you into a false sense of security.
I know. I was like immediately out of the game. I was like, oh, it's his loafers.
I know. I shouldn't have done that. I just, it was a true reaction. I wasn't trying to trick you or anything.
Man, I don't know. I'm just. Is the podcast over? I got to go. I got to go sit around and be sad for the rest of the day.
Let's talk about what we learned. So what I will say is, all bets aside, we were pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, we were.
Like,
it was good.
Like you were what, 2-3 behind me? Like it was very close.
Yeah, I was 3 behind you at the end there.
Yeah, so you, I mean, that's nothing. Like,
it's pretty good.
Could have easily turned around. And I will say that I think we do this once in a while.
Yeah, we should definitely do it. It would be fun if we could somehow, get the listeners in on it.
I will make a promise on the podcast now. I'm going to try to find a way. Like maybe it's let's workshop it right here on the podcast. Maybe I put the Zoom link in the story and people can join the queue and I allow them in for a question and then they
there
leave.
We go. That sounds fun.
Maybe we find a way to do that.
We could end the podcast with a question and people can answer on the Instagram post for the episode.
I do really like that, but I'm afraid people would cheat.
Oh, of course they would.
They would. You can't trust anyone these days.
That's but why yeah, we'll make the question up.
Ooh. I like that. So Brandon and I will brainstorm.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a way. And, you know, again, this is not going to become the podcast, but it'll become something we maybe do like once a month or something, or once every other month, and it'll be fun. Even if it's just us, if we, this is my goal. This is what I will say. In the last couple episodes, we talked about how we're trying to do new things with the show. We're trying not to make every episode be so prep heavy. And normally, I probably wouldn't do three episodes in a row that are this un-prep heavy, but I'm sort of testing the waters. I want to see a way that we can put out content more consistently with all the other stuff we're doing without having to, like, you know, when you prep for like a deep dive, you set aside like a few hours.
Yeah, that's usually for the deep dive, I usually watch that episode like five times.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of extra work. And like, we love doing that. I'm not complaining about doing that. But sometimes we might not have time, but we still want to hop on the mics, record an episode, and just have a good time. So maybe we'll do more things like this. We'll go over more lists. We'll make more lists. So I'm just trying to find a way that we have something in our back pocket to put an episode together, even if we don't have as much time to prep.
Yep.
So that's sort of what these last three have been an exercise in. And if you have enjoyed it, fantastic. If you hated it, I'm sorry, but you got to just email us to tell us that.
Again, only hate, please.
Oh, we'll give everyone a second to give me their complaints right now. Let's just hear what they got to say.
Nobody said anything. That's amazing.
Oh, there's one guy. I don't like his attitude. So yeah, everything seems to be above board. So we're gonna keep trying new things. If you want more deep dives, if you have a specific episode that you want us to really dig into that you haven't seen anyone dig into, send us an email. Let us know what's going on. Brandon, you got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I'm just sitting here in my crushing defeat. That's it. I got nothing. I'm just
everyone go follow Brandon and tell him he did great. Go leave a comment on his Instagram. Tell him he did great. As for all of you, if you have any questions or comments or recommendations, things you want to tell us, things you want to say, email us at simpsonsisgreat@gmail.com. If you like this podcast, not this one specifically, but the podcast in general, or this one, consider leaving us a review on Apple, Spotify, honestly, anywhere that accepts reviews. I cannot stress how nice it is to see new reviews. I know it seems like a lot of extra work to have to go to your phone and type some nice things about a show that you like, but if you could do that, it would mean a lot to us. It's really helpful for people to see those new reviews. You can follow the official Instagram account at SimpsonsIsGreaterThan. You can follow Brandon at TheWithra if you want to give him a follow. If you're curious about me or my Simpsons collection, just search for Bart of Darkness on Instagram or Threads. Go delete your Twitter. And we'll see you soon.